Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Beyer. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC in Emory and Emory University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and to put in something each week I call a wombat, which is anything I feel like doing, gives me license. And I do have a poem tonight, and the poem is titled, I didn't write it, the poem is titled, I Wrote a Silly Poem, which I will read to you as our wombat in the middle of the show. We're going to start off with something called Copperhead Stomp by Rebel Road. And I just love the rhythm in this. It's like the drummer and the bass player are building a road, and the road contains a rhythm that anyone traveling it over must honor and respect and get into. And the other musicians are traveling over this road, and they just lay down such a good road. Ha! This is the Copperhead Stomp by Rebel Road. Was The Copperhead Stump by Rebel Road. Next up is Black Mountain Fair by Calvin Wilson Road. I've been playing several things by Calvin Wilson Road. I'm very impressed. Fantastic stuff. The banjo and fiddle are kind of just traditional and beautiful, but the vocal arrangements are old-timey and authentic feeling in some way I haven't heard before. And they're probably not actually authentic old-timey. They're probably arrangements that Calvin Wilson Road has put together, but he is going back and tapping into the root source, I'm sure of that. Sounds good. This is Black Mountain Fair by Calvin Wilson Road.
Oh, you're bound for Black Mountain Fair, pine smoke low time. There you'll find her with the raven where the cold winds cross the pine. If you see her, speak my name, Lord, the lands flare. Tell her I still walk the same road, Black Mountain Fair.
That was Black Mountain Fair by Calvin Wilson Road. And next up's another one with a lot of strong rhythm. Its title is No Umbrella, Just Bass. Rainy. And it's jazz, which is a genre I know little about, but I know I like this. And it just flies. This is the bass and the drum. Again, laying down the road, and over it is coming a saxophone, which may be a baritone sax, but it's just making some beautiful notes. No umbrellas, just bass.
Mm-hmm.
That was No Umbrella, Just Bass by Alley Cat's Groove. Next up is Gary Moore performing Whiskey in the Jar. Whiskey in Jar is a song I know well. I perform that. I love that song. And every time I find a new version of it, I play it on this show. So here's one I haven't played before. This is Gary Moore with Whiskey in the Jar. And it's a bit of a barn burner, but I think he pulls it off. He really gets into it. Whiskey in the Jar.
Do the back for my daddy.
Was Whiskey in the Jar by Gary Moore. The next piece of music is a bit of a wombat. It's a fiddle piece, paid in a lot of detail, and it's called the Blarney Pilgrim. And I'm a fiddle player, so a couple things about this. One is there's an A part and a B part. This is a C part. And each part repeats, so you hear the A part once, then you hear the A part again. Then you hear the B part once, then you hear the B part again. So when you listen to a fiddle tune, the challenge is, as you listen to each part, try and see how much you can remember when it plays that part over again. And that's one of the few things I did get better at as a fiddle player. And this one is moderately hard for me. It's a fairly complex tune in places, but it's pretty straightforward as fiddle tunes go. This is Blarney Pilgrim, and I think it's a beautiful song once it's played up to speed, which they get to pretty quickly. Blarney Pilgrim, played by Red Desert Fiddle. Oh, and I'm going to leave the fiddler's presentation, what they say before they play it, for you to listen to.
This is one of my favorite Irish jigs. It's the Blarney Pilgrim. Key signature says one sharp, G major. But it's not in G major. I believe it's in D mixolydian. So, here it is. I'll play it. Oh, this has three parts. An A part, a B part, and a C part, which is why I love it so much. I'll play the A, B, and the C slowly for you, and then I'll kick it up with some ornaments. Okay? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3. Ready, set, go. Thank you.
That was The Blarney Pilgrim by the Red Desert Fiddle. Next up is a Ray Charles song, Hit the Road Jack. He had a big hit with this in 1961. And this is a cover by the Haymacks, Hit the Road Jack.
Hit the road.
Hit the road.
Hit the road.
Hit the road.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. Well, woman, oh woman, right, dreaming so mean. She's the meanest darn woman that I ever seen. I guess if she said so, go around and buy my things and go. Yeah, hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack.
That was Hit the Road, Jack, by the Haymacks. Next up, I like to play country music along with everything else, jazz and stuff. So here comes one. This is Goin' Gone by Kathy Mattea. All sorts of country ornamentation and harmony. Kathy Mattea, Goin' Gone.
But I had no one to return to as I wandered through the night. From the first time that I saw you standing silent by the shore, I knew my search was over, and I would look for love no more. Deep in the waters of love,
That was Kathy Mateo with Going Gone. And now it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Bile. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. And it's my chance each week to play songs like the ones you've been listening to. And each week I put in something I call a wombat. And it's wombat time now. So I'm going to read you a poem. This is called I Wrote a Silly Poem. And it's by Mark Sanders. My sister sent it to me and I decided to use it as a wombat. I wrote a silly poem. I wrote a silly poem once about a squirrel named Fred, who wore a saucepan on his foot and pancakes on his head. I wrote a silly poem once about a rooster who could knit. He made a woolen trampoline, though no one trusted it. I wrote about a turtle who was terribly afraid of speed, so he entered every race he found and finished them next week. I wrote about a pickle who became a movie star and signed his name on autographs from inside a cookie jar. Now, none of this is sensible. And none of it is true, but laughter doesn't really care if things add up for you. So I wrote a silly poem just to make somebody grin, because a laugh is like a little sun that warms you from within. Well, that was today's Wombat. A poem by Mark Sanders, read for you by Harry Baia. And now for the next song. I've played a number of songs by this group. They're called Playing for Change, and they're kind of an international group, I don't know what to call them, organization that puts together music using musicians, the best musicians, from all over the world, and made some beautiful stuff. Here's an example. This is the song Listen to the Music, which was a 1972 hit by the Doobie Brothers. And listen to what they put together at Playing for Change. That was Listen to the Music by the Playing for Change group. And I should mention that Tom Johnston, who wrote that song and is with the Doobie Brothers, was one of the people that made the recording you just heard. Next up is one of the folk music songs I learned in New York when I was there in the folk music group, and it's called Goodnight Loving Trail. It's by Utah Phillips, and it's a great song to sing with a group. This is a group called The Willows, and they're from somewhere in the English-speaking world that's not the United States. I'll let their introduction go with the song so you can hear their accents. And they do a nice job with the song, too. I do love this song.
Hi, we're The Willows. This is the Big Comfy Sessions, and our Big Comfy cover is The Goodnight Loving Trail by Utah Phillips.
Tonight, your French heart blows in there and blow out the light.
That was The Goodnight Loving Trail by The Willows. The next song is a folk song that I learned to love when I was in the Pinewoods Folk Music Club in New York City. Its roots go back to at least the 19th century in England, and probably long before that. It's called The Water Is Wide, and this version is by Carla Bonhoeff and Livingston Taylor.
Wide, I can't cross over. And neither have I wings to fly. Give me my love and life. Love is gentle and love is kind. The sweetest flower when first it's new. Like morning thank you.
Was Carla Bonoff and Livingston Taylor singing The Water Is Wide. Next up is the Church Sisters singing The Angels Rejoice Last Night.
A house not a home, what's the picture Satan painted? Sweet little sister and me. Our daddy would frown while mother was praying. His heart was so hardened that he would not give in. In anger he swear his voice cold loud. His Sundays were spent out with the gambling. Seen my dad inside the house of God, for Satan held his hand down the path of sin he trod. Not long ago, our circle was broken when God called on mother. Speed low, her last words were spoken, asking our daddy to raise her children right. The angels rejoiced in heaven last night. I heard my daddy pray, dear God, make it right. He was smiling and singing with tears in his eyes, while mother with the angels rejoiced last night. The angels rejoiced in heaven last night. I heard my daddy praying, dear God, make it right. He was smiling and singing with tears in his eyes, while mother angels rejoice last night. While mother with the angels rejoice last night.
It was the Church Sisters with The Angels Rejoiced Last Night. And the last song on the show today is Good Old Days by the Southern Revival Sound. Good banjo, all the kind of stuff I love, and some nice harmony, and it's just dripping with nostalgia, or something like it. The Good Old Days by the Southern Revival Sound.
Melodies will never fade away. listen once again to the stories of the joys of days gone by. Then he said, it won't be long, once again we'll sing those songs when we're together on the other side.
That was Good Old Days by the Southern Revival Sound. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. And I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 from WEHC, and Saturday afternoons also. And we're also coming to you at 1 o'clock. We're also coming to you from WISC in Wise, Virginia. So here's a chance to throw a little wombatty type thing in. I'd like to tell you about my hobbies sometime. Right now, I'm a programmer, so I'm working with Claude Code, which is an AI, and it's just fantastic. I'm empowered. It's allowing me to write programs I would never have written. I'm not a great programmer, but I'm not writing big programs yet. But I did once. In the old days, but now I'm running short programs with Claude Code, and I'm just having a fantastic time. So just to let you know, there's some good things going on. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya, and I want you to know that I love doing this show, and I like having you join me at the end. It's my little fun where I tell you it's audience participation time. So I want you to join me, and your chance is coming up right now. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.